Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. I am always excited to come to the airwaves on Thursday nights. I am on every Thursday night, Eastern Standard Time, about 8:30 p.m. Tonight we started a little bit later because of some constraints, but, you know, it's been a rainy day, and things didn't kind of flow the way that I wanted them to, but you know it's fine. I am here now. I'm excited. If this is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, thank you so very much. I really appreciate you tuning into my show. If you're a long-time listener, I thank you as well, because without you, I would not continue to be on the airwaves. We have been on for many, many, many years now, and I'm very excited about it. I also wanted to share with you tonight that I do a local radio show every first and third Thursday of the month on 1270 AM, and that's Joy, the Joy station out of Hampton, Virginia. And it's 1270 AM. It's 1245 PM to 1 PM. It's a 15-minute show, and it's called Faith Break. So if you're in the Hampton Roads area and the surrounding areas, you can listen to my show through every first. So on the 19th of June, I will be broadcasting at 1245 p.m. to 1 p.m. Tonight, we are always wanting to keep you abreast of news and things that are going on, and we want to talk a little bit tonight about our dear sister, Ruby Dee. She has gone on from everything that I've read on the internet today, and she has transitioned over, and we want to just give a tribute to her tonight. I don't know if I'll be able to complete this segment because we only have about 16 minutes to get it in, but I do want to at least get it started. I also would like to thank all of my supporters. We actually did an anti-bullying campaign last week, and I wanted to take this opportunity to tell you just a little bit about it and to share with you some information, and to also let you know that we are working on several different projects throughout the year, and the anti-bullying program is one of the advocacies that I'm going to participate in this year. I do several different programs, but this one I've taken up the mantle, and I am going to help Yolanda Hinton with her anti-bullying campaign. Yolanda Hinton has written a book called Right Under Your Nose, and it's about being a bully. It is a children's book. She has puppets. She goes out to different schools and communities and to share the story about bullying. I had the great pleasure of being on Dr. Heywood Horton's show, The Entrepreneurship Revolution, last Saturday, and I will be doing part two on this Saturday. And Dr. Horton hails out of New York, Albany, New York, as a matter of fact. We talked a lot about the anti-bullying campaign. So, and I will post that on my Facebook page tonight so that if you get the opportunity, you can also listen to that show. We actually had to end the show for my part of the show. Something happened, and, you know, with any broadcast, there's a possibility of technical difficulties, and that's what happened. But Dr. Horton kept it rolling. He invited me to come back Saturday morning at 9 a.m. So please, please, if you are available, tune in to Entrepreneurship Revolution. Find out more about what Issues Concerning Women is doing in the community. Also, support Yolanda Hinton. You can find her on Facebook. And it's, her new book is called Right Under Your Nose. And I believe that the anti-bullying petition is still online. So if you connect with her, you'll be able to cast your name for the petition. Now, what the petition is going to do is going to allow us to take the names and give them to one of the congressmen in the area, and we want to move forward some political policies, and I guess that's the correct term, to get some things done. And we hate to use the political policy term, but that's how you have to do it to get some things done, to get some things brought to the floor. And we want to definitely do that here in Hampton Roads. More and more we're finding out that children are being bullied and they don't have anyone to help them, or they don't think that they do, but they really do. They just don't know where to turn to, and we want to make sure that they always know that they have someone that they can go to and tell about their situation. Also, some things need to be done in our school system and in our homes as well, because we start at the homes and you move it to the school system. Because the one thing that I shared on the other radio show on Saturday morning was those little bullies turn into big bullies, the violence abusers. That's where I come in with my programs. So just think about that for a moment. If they're not caught when they're younger and trained that this is bad behavior, that bad behavior follows them into their adulthood, and then that's when they become problems for relationships and their families and friends. So if you get an opportunity, check out Yolanda Hinton on Facebook, her anti-bullying program, Right Under Your Nose, and Dr. Haywood Horton, the Entrepreneurship Revolution radio talk show, which comes on every Saturday morning on blogtalkradio.com/entrepreneurship revolution. So without further ado, I want to tell you a little bit about our sister, Ruby Dee. Our show is dedicated to her tonight. We salute her and all the wonderful things that she has done. Ruby Dee was born in 1923. She was an actress born in Cleveland, Ohio, a graduate of Hunter College of the City University of New York in 1945. Dee prepared for her stage career at the American Negro Theater in New York City from 1941 to 1944. In 1946, after several small roles on Broadway, she appeared with Ozzie Davis in Dead. 2 years later, she married Davis and appeared with him in several different shows. Her other Broadway performances included appearances in A Raisin in the Sun in 1959 and in Purely Victorious, written by Ozzie Davis. In 1961, her movie career began with the Jackie Robinson story and included roles in Take a Giant Step, A Raisin in the Sun, and The Balcony. In 1965, she joined the American Shakespeare Festival in Stafford, Connecticut, becoming the first black actress to play major parts there. Her roles range from classical to other parts and took her to many areas of the country. The Ruby Dee Scholarship in Dramatic Art established to help talented young black women realize a career in the theater. In 1970, she and her husband were presented with the Frederick Douglass Award by the New York League. Ruby Dee. There's much, much more to her story, but I just wanted to pay a little tribute to her tonight. And I am a little tongue-twisted because I had some dental work done today. So I'm feeling a little out of sorts, but I did not want to miss my show tonight. So, Ruby Dee, you will be missed. We loved you in all of your appearances. And this reading that the research that I've done was from a Encyclopedia of Black America. And so it's a little bit older edition, but it was where I knew I could readily find information about her, and I wanted to share that with you. We are always proud of our sisters and brothers in theater, in the arts. We applaud Ruby Dee and all the great things that she has done. Now I'm going to switch gears a little bit and talk a little bit about one of my sheroes. I have many, and my grandmother, Maggie Oden, was born in 1913. Her birthday was June the 9th. She has gone on to be with the Lord, and I just wanted to also pay tribute to her today because she was my mentor. Even though she was my grandmother, she instilled in me so many great things, as well as my mother. But because it was her birthday week, I wanted to share a little bit about her. She was the woman that taught me how to be a lady, and I'm sure I've shared this before, but it's her birthday, so I wanted to share it again. She taught me about standing up for what was right and wrong. She taught me to believe in myself, even when no one else believed in me. She was the one that told me I would be in the ministry and I would go far because God had a plan for me. Now, I'm sure many of you listening tonight have someone in your life, those words to you as well, those words of encouragement, those words that made you think that, you know, right now I can't see myself doing that because I've told the story many times. I never thought that I would be in the pulpit ministry. I knew that I would work with women on some level, and I wanted to start a women's center. And my background would actually help me do that with my counseling and all the other training that I have had. But my grandmother told me that God had big plans for me. And at the time, I couldn't see that happening for me, but I knew that she was a woman of grace. She was a woman of her word. She was a woman that believed that anything was possible for me because she believed in me and she knew I had great potential, even when I couldn't see it myself. When she would speak to me, she would always speak to me in a tone that was so loving and caring. I don't ever remember my grandmother being mad at me, and I'm pretty sure that she probably was many times. Because I'm pretty sure, like most young ladies, I was hard-headed. I did see her cry several times because of probably what she saw she didn't like, and she didn't know how to express it to me other than to tell me sugar, and she called me sugar, that, you know, God would work it out and everything would be all right. She wanted to protect me from the world. And even tonight, as I think that, to her, I can still see her face, and she had eyes that were almost gray. They weren't charcoal, you know, black, but they were more gray. And I would look into her eyes, and I would watch her as she would watch me, and she saw all the great things in me that I never saw in myself. But, you know, when you our young lady and you're growing up, you think you know more than your elders do. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know that's not true. You know that they see and have much more wisdom than you will ever have. I'm sharing this with you tonight because there may be someone listening that someone has spoke words of wisdom to you. They told you about your future, and I'm not, you know, one to predict the future or know that certain things are going to happen, but someone who cared enough about you to speak life, someone that didn't tear you down, someone who saw potential in you and knew that great things would come from you. And if you did not have someone like that in your life, then I'm sure that you may not fully understand what I'm talking about. But I can rest assured that if you did not and you need someone to help you to understand who you are, there are plenty, plenty of ministers and counselors, life coaches that can help you find who you are and help you find your way. Tonight, I am, again, dedicating this show to two phenomenal women. Ruby D is one, and my grandmother, Maggie Oden, is the other. I also have to give, you know, praise to my mother, because if my mother had not been born, then, of course, I wouldn't be here. But I wanted to speak about my grandmother because last Sunday we attended a play called I Leave You My Hat. And again, it kind of brought my grandmother front and center to me. Not that I ever forget about her, but she also taught me how to wear a hat, how to cock it to the side, which way to tilt it, what way it will look better, which way my bow should go. And we attended that play, and again, it just brought up so many memories of my grandmother and how she cherished her hat, how she was such a lady, how she always wore her gloves and hats and purses and high-heel shoes, and, oh, she was such a sweet, sweet spirit. Knowing more than I could ever think possible that I would ever know, having so much wisdom and so much insight, but still feisty, still a woman that could stand on her own and not be afraid to speak. Very respectful to her husband, loving him unconditionally to the end. And I watched her, and I know that watching her, loving her, believing in her, knowing that if anyone was going to heaven, that it would be Maggie Oden. So tonight, grandmother, I dedicate my show to you and to Miss Ruby D, because you both are phenomenal women and ladies that I want to always, always remember and always hold dear in my heart. I will never be without the spirit of my grandmother. She is with me always. And I can tell you, when I am going through anything and I am a place where I need encouragement, I just think of her and her smile. And the other thing that I wanted to share with you, she used to sing on WPCE many years ago, and I think I'm saying that right, the Jack Holmes Show. And her favorite song, and I think I almost went blank, but her favorite song, I can't remember it at this particular second, but I remember her always singing that song. People would call her in to sing it at funerals, and as soon as I get off this broadcast, I'm going to remember that song. She always sung Amazing Grace. That was one. But it was the other song that I cannot remember. And this, I just went blank. But anyway, you know that happens. But, you know, charge it to my memory and not to my heart. But I love Maggie Oden with all my heart. I love my mother, Margaret Allen, with all my heart. All my sisters that are listening to the program tonight, whether they relate to me or not, I also want to ask you to think about someone that you really care about. And if they're not here any longer, just take a few minutes to remember how special they were to you. And if they still are here, pick up the phone and give them a call and tell them how much you love them. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. And I hope the next time I come on that I can remember that song. But you have a wonderful evening. God bless you all, and I'll be back next Thursday. Don't forget to tune in to my show on Thursday afternoon at 12:70 a.m., the Gospel Station, and then Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the blogtalkradio.com/issues concerning women. Good night, and God bless you all.